You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, we got the state, we got the national, man. We cover down on all of the issues and, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Sitting here in studio, by the way, I'm looking up on the screens. We got the left side screen is CNN. The right side big screen is Fox. CNN just running with There are multiple election deniers running for office. No, those are people that are called election questioners. They're the ones who want to see things done, you know, in a more timely and efficient manner. Thank you very much. How about legal manner, too, while we're at it? And then the right side screen talking about how Biden just came out over the weekend and just once again just drove a stake through the heart of his own people by claiming that he's going to be shutting down coal plants left and right. And then you got to know the down ticket races are all going, oh, for the love. Yeah, he got repudiated, rebuked by Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, where coal is still king. And he's a Democrat. Wow. Hey, on the line right now, Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall. He's been on the show multiple times. Well, this is like, you know, Super Bowl time for being a state party chairman. This is the time when you are literally like a one-armed paper hanger, and I'm sure he is tired and going to sleep like maybe a little bit over the next few days. But in the meantime, he took time to be on the show, so let me just grab that line. John Wall, how are you doing today, Mr. Chairman?
Oh, surviving. That's the word for it. I think we're going to have a good day tomorrow, and I will probably drop after that. But right now, we're riding high and getting the job done.
That's right. Nothing but Red Bull and the occasional chocolate for you between now and Wednesday.
That's right.
Yeah. Well,
and by the way, let me start by saying I appreciate that on your two screens are Fox News and CNN, and the fact that MSNBC is so far liberal, they're not even in the studio.
They are not. But we also have it. It's very apropos that CNN's on the left side screen and Fox is on the right. So there's that.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Hey, listen, talk to us now. Now I would anticipate that, you know, we take nothing for granted, obviously, but I would anticipate that Republicans on a statewide level in Alabama are feeling pretty good about tomorrow. Katie Britt was in studio most recently. I think she's going to do great. Of course, Governor Ivey's a lock. I don't know that we have any other races that are truly competitive, but we do have some down ballot state legislative races that are kind of tight. Tell us what you're seeing.
No, and that's correct. And most of these, you know, it's hard with the new district lines because we don't know for sure what to expect from these new districts. We've never had elections in them before. And there are. There's a couple that have been traditional Republican districts that we're worried about because of those new lines. One of those is in Montgomery, where we have one of our champions for school choice, Charlotte Meadows.
Yeah.
Is in a dogfight down there for sure. And then up in the Huntsville area, there's a couple seats that just have, because of the new lines and the differing population up there, are now considered swing districts. So we're definitely watching those, and then watching a couple Democrat seats that we're attempting to flip. So it's very, you know, Alabama has this feeling of being super red, but when you think about these down ballot races, there's still a lot that depends on this election cycle. And I always tell people these state legislative seats are important because our state representatives are our first line of defense against an out-of-control federal government. And that is what we have right now.
No, absolutely right. They are the firewall. I've said that many times, and that's what the 10th Amendment's for. But let me ask you too, John, a couple of races that I hadn't even really been able to track very well. One is in terms of Democrats flipping a seat. Longtime Democrat State Senator Vivian Figures down in Mobile, she's got a race on her hands with a Republican now. Am I correct?
She does. Pete Ream running down there in that Senate seat, you know, and I encourage, if you have any listeners down there, get out and vote. It is so important in the cycle. That race will be decided by turnout. It is a Democrat district.
Yeah.
We know that. You know, that one's not even, I'm not even considering it a swing district. It's a Democrat district. But with the right turnout, with the right passion from people who care about this country and love this country,
I totally agree. And we saw in the primary season, we saw that one vote can make a difference. I mean, State Senator Tom Watley, incumbent Republican, been in office since 2010. He lost the entire race, a multi-county state Senate race, to Jay Hovey by one vote, and it stood. I mean, it withstood scrutiny.
That's right. One vote there. We had several House districts that were, one was 14 votes, one was 39 votes, and another one that was under 100. So, no, this cycle seems to be a cycle that likes thin margins. So every vote counts. And I've been telling people, I don't just want you to vote. I want you to call your friends and family.
Yeah.
Now, I put that with an exception. Only call your Republican friends and family. You know, this country wasn't won. Our freedoms are not free. And our founding fathers sacrificed so much. Our armed forces have sacrificed so much for this right to vote. And what's on the ballot is a referendum for the future of this country. And we need every freedom fighter, everyone who cares about this country, to get out and vote and remind others to as well.
Well, I totally agree. And I appreciate that sentiment, especially coming from your position as chairman. But let me ask you this. So you see what you see here at the state level. If there's any particular race you want to point out, I'd love to hear it. But one of the things that I think is also really interesting is what's happening right next door in Georgia. And my understanding is our state, Alabama Republican Party, has been sending over the mighty task force again. Have they been working over there knocking on doors?
So we have, and, you know, I'm really excited about that because I think if we are going to take back this country, it's all hands on deck. You know, this is – we can't just stay – Alabama's so red. We've got to help our neighboring states that aren't in that same position. And the strike force has been over in Georgia, three different trips over there. I just got the numbers back from last week, and they knocked over 20,000 doors. Alabama volunteers knocked 20,000 doors in Georgia last week, which brings our grand total up over 50,000 doors for Alabama volunteers.
Man, that is huge. And you can't do without that. I mean, I can remember just running my own state Senate race. You cannot do without volunteers. The people who will go out there and walk door to door with you or make the phone calls or just, you know, for that matter, show up at the event and add enthusiasm to the crowd wearing their T-shirts. All that matters. It really matters.
It really does. And, you know, I was actually out this past Saturday. There was a door knocking effort in Madison County for some of those swing districts we were talking about. And I went over there and I had knocked out two walk lists over there myself Saturday. And I ran into multiple people who told me we're Republicans, but they weren't planning to vote.
Ooh.
And I did not leave that house until I got them to promise me they were going to vote because that is how important this is.
So you were going door to door with a passion is what it sounds like. Well,
lead by example, right? That's the name of the game.
What are you hearing from the national party? Because I know what's interesting is you get so when Ronna McDaniel gives a speech about what she's hearing in the field, she's hearing from people like you. What are you hearing back from them? What's happening on a national trend? How good do you feel about things on a national level?
You know, we're feeling really good about a lot. The Democrats have pretty much given up on the House. We're going to take the House back by a large margin. There's a lot of debate whether, you know, ranging all the way from 20 to 40 seats, but we're confident we're going to take back the House. The Senate's going to be closer, but we're trending in the right direction. And I think that's as this final week comes up, people are really asking themselves, is this what we want? You know, do we want higher inflation? Do we want out of control gas prices? Do we want our children being taught this woke ideas that do not represent American values? And the answer is no. And so I think as these undecided voters are making up their mind this last week, they're swinging Republican. So we're very cautiously optimistic about taking Nevada, which would be a pickup for us, holding Pennsylvania, possibly picking up Arizona. And then, of course, we talked about Georgia, really hoping to pick up Georgia. In that scenario, we can win all those. We're talking about picking up two or three seats here in the Senate, which would give us the majority. So we're very excited about it.
Well, it's amazing to watch, you know, and you and I can both remember the days when it wasn't cool to be a Republican in Alabama, and now it really is. And let me ask you, just in that perspective, I'm not asking for a bashing session or anything like that, but the state Democrat Party continues to seem like they just don't have their act together yet. What are you – because I'm a firm believer that while I want the Republican Party to always be the strong party, that I think you rise to the level of your competition. And until the Democrats get themselves in order, we're going to – it's going to – we have a tendency to let our Republican candidacy get fat and lazy because they don't have any true competition outside of their own party. And if you don't get a primary, you can just be fat. So that being said, what are we seeing from the Democrat Party in Alabama? Are they getting organized? Is it something we should be watching?
You know, I don't think there's a lot right now. Now they're in a rebuilding stage, so we're going to watch, see what happens there. But I think that your concern is absolutely correct. We're seeing that with the estimated turnouts this cycle. People feel like we've already won. Alabama's a safe red state. Both Republicans and Democrats don't feel the need to come out and vote like they may in a closer demographic because they feel like our elections are done. So that is concerning because you like to see that engagement from the population where they're fighting for these values, where they care about what's happening in their state. So that's something that is concerning to me. But when you look at the Democrat Party statewide, we really don't have a lot of competition. Alabama is red. Their values line up with the Republican Party. They care about these same issues. And it's just we've become so dominant that I think a lot of these Democrat candidates aren't even running on the Democratic platform. You don't see them using the Democrat logo. It's almost like they're ashamed to be Democrats.
Yeah.
And I think that's very telling when you look at these districts. It's very telling when they don't even want to identify with their party.
Well, it is. Well, listen, do you have any areas of concern about tomorrow in Alabama? Any polls where you think you need extra poll watchers or anything like that?
Well, that's something that we've been working on very hard, getting ready for tomorrow. Having the poll watchers, in the right places in these swing districts or in these certain precincts, we're very confident on that. We've got the right people at the right places. And, of course, tomorrow is going to be busy. We'll have sign waivers out. We're going to have these poll watchers out. We've got legal teams in each part of the state for if anyone sees or hears any problems with the election cycle, if we see anything pop up. But, no, my main thing I encourage people is to vote. That is the key at this point. Turnout means everything.
All right. Well, John Wall, Chairman, Alabama Republican Party, we really appreciate your time on what I'm sure is a busy day leading up to one of the things that this party exists for. So thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for your time. We look forward to talking to you afterwards.
Oh, always a pleasure to be on the show, and I look forward to being back soon.
All right. Thanks, John. All right, Boomer, take us to a break. That's good to hear from the guy who is right there at the thick of things. And by the way, I've been a party chairman. I can tell you, that ain't nothing but busy, man. I can't imagine being a statewide party chair. Wow. I don't care what party you're in. That's just busy. But he can sleep afterwards. Sleep's highly overrated, in my opinion. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just making it cool to be a conservative. So let me just tell you, I got a text over here. Brenda from Rogersville. Thank you, Brenda. You were spot on. Just encourage everyone to vote. And I totally agree. Go vote. By the way, let me just say this. If you vote for no other reason than just knowing that someone went and fought at one point in our nation's history to preserve your opportunity to do so, go be a good steward. Go be a grateful recipient of that right. By the way, keep in mind it's a constitutional right to vote. And there are aspects of voting right now that have been changed and amended over time to ensure that the right to vote is expanded. I mean, at some point, remember, women couldn't vote. Minorities couldn't vote. And that all got changed. Our nation has recognized over time that the right to vote, like every other right, is not refined or resigned to one certain demographic. So just remember that there's been like a huge amount of sacrifice has gone into the past to give you the opportunity to do something as simple as going to the polls and casting your ballot, regardless of how you think the outcome's going to be. You just do it, man. You just do. It's what we do. Because, I mean, there are nations around the world that would love the opportunity. I mean, like Iraq and Afghanistan, when they cast their first votes after the liberation of their countries from tyranny, they literally would go under threat of death to dip their finger in the blue ink that signified that they had already cast their vote. I'm just telling you, it's big doings. Don't take it for granted and just go, so busy. I just couldn't quite make it over there. I wanted to get the fast food for lunch, so I didn't make it over there during my lunch break. You know what? Take your lunch tomorrow. Eat it while you're standing in line if you have to. Eat that ham sandwich. It's a whole lot better for you. But I'm just saying, go vote. And also, too, I really appreciated John Wall, the chairman of the Republican Party, a moment ago. He said, as he's going door to door, which, by the way, is a huge deal, as he's going door to door, knocking on Republican doors, shocked at how many houses he would come to where a Republican would say, yeah, I'm a Republican, but I don't know that I feel like voting. I don't know that I'm going to make it to the polls Tuesday. What? Well, if you think for a second that because we are a typically red state, it doesn't matter, let me tell you, it will matter because those guarantees, when you look at a red state, you're a red state on the statewide level. You're not necessarily a red state at the local level. So a couple of races I want to bring to your attention. There are state Senate and state House races right now that are very close. Don't think for a having served 8 years in our state legislature, I can just tell you, more comes out of Montgomery that affects our daily lives sometimes than what comes out of D.C. And you want people down there who will make decisions that benefit you and literally line up with the values of the state. Go vote. Another one that I think is extremely important is the sheriff of Jefferson County. Jared Hudson, running against Pettway, Sheriff Pettway, is a Republican, a former Navy SEAL, somebody who has been on the front lines for our nation, is now running for sheriff as the Republican in Jefferson County. And that's a race you need to watch. That's a race we need to engage because the sheriff's office is huge in terms of what it does for elections. And then I got all the races around that we're watching. And so we did the poll, right? How much time have I got, Boomer? I just burned through some time there, didn't I, bro? I got about a minute. Oh, man.
Or less.
Okay. Well, Boomer tallied up the results. We're through gathering the results of our what election are you watching text string. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold them until we get done with this next interview with John Rogers, who's been polling things on a national basis. And I'll tell you where it came out. You'll be interested to know which state just won outside of Alabama in terms of what our people are looking at. It's pretty interesting. And we got some good comments, too, that I might jump back into the text string and pull a few of them out. So, yeah, y'all stay tuned. In a minute, we're going to come back with John Rogers. He's a pollster and strategist, longtime friend of mine, now works with a national polling organization called Signal. That's CYGNAL. He's been looking at things from the big picture, the macro. What are we seeing nationwide? I look forward to hearing it, too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.